For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The south side of Lansing experienced a power failure for a while on Monday, and the outage left about 40 school kids facing a day without lunch. The owner of the restaurant where those meals were coming from wasn't about to let that happen. Terry Cheppy owns the Fazoli's restaurants in Lansing and Jackson. The Lansing location supplies a pasta and breadsticks lunch to the Montessori Children's House School on Mondays. When Cheppy heard about the power failure and those hungry kids, he decided to take matters into his own hands.
Well, I got a call from one of my associates who said that they were having an issue with the power, that it was kind of going on and off, and the lights were going on and off, and then all of a sudden everything just sort of went out. And they called the Board of Water and Light, who came out and did some work and eventually ended up changing a transformer, which was the problem. But in the meantime, the power to the store was completely out because they had to turn the power off to do their work. So we lost power in the store for probably 2.5 to 3 hours.
And that's the time frame during which you normally would be preparing these lunches for school kids.
That's correct, yes.
So when you heard about this, what did you do?
Well, I didn't really understand how long this was going to be. We didn't really know what was going to be involved with the Board of Water and Light, if it was going to be a major problem that was going to have us be out of power all day, or exactly what it was going to take. But they had also, my associates had called the Montessori school to explain the situation to them. And then they explained it to me, and so I went over to the store immediately just to see what's happening, talked to my associates, and that's when they explained to me that they had called Montessori to sort of explain to them that the store had lost power, and so it was going to be a situation difficult to get their lunches. And knowing obviously that I had the store in Jackson, I said, well, why don't you just call them back and tell them I'll run down to Jackson and have them make up the lunches and bring them back. I might be a minute or two late, but if I go right now, I think I can make it. So at that point, I just hopped in my vehicle, and I'd called the Jackson store first to explain the situation to them, and they were more than happy to prepare the meals for me. So when I got there, they just about had them ready. I picked them up and drove them back.
Did you break any speed limit laws on the way?
Well, let's just say I pushed it a little bit, but I did not break any laws.
Well, I don't want you to confess to a crime, okay?
Okay.
I can only imagine that when you showed up at the school with the meals, having done what you did, that you got a warm reception. Would I be right about that?
Well, actually, they did pick them up. The gentleman who normally picks them up was at the store when I got back, because I was about 1 or 2 minutes late. They normally come at 11, and I arrived back at the Lansing store around 11:05, and he was so kind and thankful that we were able to do that for them. He said the kids really enjoy their Monday meals, and it was going to be a big disappointment that they, if they weren't going to get them. So he was very relieved, which sort of made my day. It was nice when people appreciate, when you do something for them, and he was certainly very appreciative and very kind.
Well, it would have been totally understandable that you and your staff might have decided, we just have to deal with this situation in Lansing. You guys have got to go find a lunch somewhere else. But you didn't do that. You went the extra mile.
Well, it's just sort of how we feel at Fazoli's. I mean, we really do care about our customers, and I know a lot of people say that, but I just thought, it's something I can do. It really didn't seem like that big a deal to me. It's just a 35-minute drive to Jackson and 35 minutes back. And, if I could make some kids happy and sort of keep them in their regular routine, it really was not that difficult for me to do that, and I was certainly happy to do it.
Well, I know that people enjoy hearing stories about good people doing good things, and this fits under that category, I think, Terry. Thanks.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me about the story and for all the good work that you do.
Terry Cheppy is the owner of the Fazoli's restaurants in Lansing and Jackson. Good luck to you. Take care.
Thank you very much.